We've been talking about, in these quick answers, reasons why people don't become Christians. What are their reasons? Why are they walking away from the faith and not even interested in it? Well, I think there are emotional reasons, and we spent time on that. There are willful reasons, ones that just shake their fist at God. And then intellectual reasons, honest, real intellectual struggles that people have. Well, here, let's tackle the last area that I think is unfortunately really popular today. People are not becoming Christians. Why? They have absolutely no interest. They're just simply apathetic. Apathy, I think, is a huge problem these days. So what can we do? Well, I think we need to maybe get them to change their idea of what Christianity is all about. They think it's fire insurance. And they would rather live this life and not worry about that. So maybe we can show them the benefits of Christianity now, as well as in the next life. I'll just give you one example of what I'm talking about here. Christianity says God will be our support. He's our crutch. And nothing wrong with that. Everybody needs a crutch to get through life. For other people, it might be health. It might be job status. It might be money. It might be relationships. And all of those break down. All of those fall apart. And so we can show them that we have benefits right now as far as Christianity goes. We should point out the uncertainties of life to the apathetic. They think they've got 70, 80, 90 years. Well, unfortunately, with the shootings and sudden catastrophes that happen, we're not guaranteed anything. And so we might point out the uncertainties. Do you really think you're automatically going to get 70, 80, 90 years? No, absolutely not. We might even ask them what they think will happen when they die. Where are they going to end up? Just in the ground? Okay, at least that's a starting point. You can begin talking about that if they believe in materialism and this is all that they've got. We can challenge that. Here's something else we could do. We could tell them a story of how Christ has changed our life or other people's lives or miracles or answers to prayer or whatever it is that might get them excited about the good things that Christianity can bring. We can also challenge them to pursue the truth. Challenge them. The lazy way out is to say, I'm not going to pay any attention to it. But we want to be vigorous, to live life vigorously. And one thing is to find the truth. See if it's out there. We can also tell them, you know, you're apathetic because you think religion is kind of trivial and majors and the minors. You know, God also disliked trivialities. Remember the Pharisees? Jesus was always on the Pharisees. Something else. I'm just trying to give you a lot of different ideas. Find out something that they do care about. They're not apathetic in every aspect of life. For example, maybe they're big on justice, or they're big on hope, or they're big on respecting others, or they're big on security or community or whatever. And then we connect these desires with Christianity. So if they believe in love, they think love is the most important thing in the world. If there's no God, then love is just chemicals in the brain. Do they really believe that? If they say they want meaning in life, well, how do you get meaning in life if there's no God, if there's no Christianity? You're just an accident without God. Do you want hope? Do you want to live every day getting up with hope? If you're a secularist, there's no hope. The grave is the end. Christianity says, no, it's not. The grave is not the end. How about justice? Do they want justice? I think everybody does. Well, God will deal with everybody fairly. So that's good news. All right, so I've covered a lot of material here with these four reasons people are rejecting Christianity. I hope you contact me if you'd like some further resources.